Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
So far, we have discussed how freedom is having choice and control, and that freedom only exists when there's no fear. Today, I want to show you how being free of fear leads to being at peace with oneself and the world. Before I proceed, I want to be abundantly clear that everything being discussed regarding freedom, what it is and how one knows they are free, is actually hypothetical. This old world has no end of tricks and traps to rob us of both choice and control, and therefore our comfort or our fearlessness and our peace. My experience has shown me that no one is truly free unless Christ sets them free, which I believe is not an event, but a process that takes a lifetime and then can only be perfected in God's everlasting kingdom on the other side of life. Peace, therefore, seems to be as elusive as being without fear. In fact, one can be fearless in one area, yet fearful in another. I believe peace and fear are proportionately related. That is, the more fear one has, the less peace one has. And conversely, the less fearful we are, the more peaceful we are. Therefore, it's easy to associate peace with freedom. And obviously, the greater the freedom one has, the greater the peace. How is peace determined, you may ask? Well, the Bible does talk about the lamb lying down next to the lion, but I think we will have to wait for heaven to see that. In the meantime, the lamb would probably be wise to continue to live in fear of the lion and likely not experience much peace in the lion's presence, unless, of course, it is oblivious to the dangers it is in. This thought will likely require another blog some other time. Peace is actually hard to define or describe because it eludes most everyone on earth. There's always something, it seems, designed specifically to rob us of peace. Perhaps this is a good thing, as it helps people search for a better place to land, such as everlasting peace in the presence of the Lord. In fact, since life is so full of struggles, we often find ourselves describing those who have departed as finally being at rest or at peace. We do get glimpses of peace now and then. Indeed, everyone has peaceful moments. Usually they are followed by all hell breaking loose, during which time peace is as far from our experience as can be. Once again, maybe that is just to show us that ultimately we have the possibility of being in perpetual peace only after we depart this old world. What about your home education program? Is there peace? Some peace? No peace? This is determined by how much fear is involved, which in turn is determined by whether or not you are free. You made the choice to keep your children home. Now, are you in control? If not, your resolution to train your children at home is likely in trouble, being jeopardized by those who are claiming to have control in your children's education. There will undoubtedly be agencies who will do what is required to put themselves in control, whether this involves manipulation or misinformation. But that is not the greatest threat to your control and freedom. You are. We'll discuss this next time.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.